Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Medical students win against shot mandate. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this new development. Well, this case arises out of Louisiana, and a federal district court granted medical school students a temporary restraining order against the Edward Villa College of Osteopathic Medicine. The short abbreviation is VCOM. It had a mandate that the students receive the COVID shots as a condition of enrollment and participating in classes and activities in person. On July 20, 2021, Liberty Counsel sent a demand letter to the VCOM College on behalf of three students, and they were denied religious exemptions. They received threats from the school for refusing to take the COVID injections. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry also sent a letter to the school officials stating, quote, "I am committed to defending the students' right to make informed, individualized choices about whether to receive COVID-19 vaccines. I will pursue," he continues in his letter, "any legal means available to ensure that the rights of Louisiana residents attending VCOM are protected from both overt and covert coercion, harassment, and retaliation by VCOM for asserting their legal rights." Because, you know, the school was actually setting up snitches to snitch on them if they came on campus with, for example, a face mask that dropped below their nose, they would be reported to the school authorities.
Can you imagine an administrator following you around saying, could you put your face mask on, please? Yes. Unbelievable. And you think after we sent those letters, Attorney General sent a very strong message to them, they would do an about face right away.
No, they didn't. You would think they would. I thought that this would be a no-brainer because the Attorney General sent the letter the same time we did. We were in contact with the Louisiana Attorney General's office and the Attorney General, Jeff Landry, and he actually sent a very strong letter that was right on the money. But, you know, instead what they did was they continued to persist. What they did was they came back and said, okay, well, we will eventually grant the religious exemptions, but then they put a long list of restrictions on these students.
Onerous restrictions.
Very onerous.
Yeah.
And they still must not come on campus. And they were not able to participate in certain classes. They had to do all this reporting and testing and so many other burdensome things. In fact, I think it was a list of about eight specific restrictions.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we'll grant it, quote unquote, but here's the requirements, the restrictions.
We're still going to discriminate you, which these restrictions are not put on those who are so-called vaccinated. So, you know, they're violating state and federal law here.
Yeah, they are, because there's a clear
state law. This is a medical school.
Well, in a medical school, Holly, of all schools, yeah, should be teaching their students about the basic of the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm, number one, and also informed consent.
As well as science. Look at what these shots actually do, what they cause, and, you know, they're using aborted fetal cells in the testing and or production. So, you know, let's do our research before we just dive into something.
Yeah, you would think that a school would want to teach its doctors to be able to give full and informed consent to the patients for anything.
And I would want a surgeon who's going to operate on me to have done his or her homework before he does this.
Yeah, but then they push this on these students. And these students are medical students, so they've done their own research, and they have come to the conviction that this violated their sincerely held religious beliefs. And it could be either a combination of the fact that it is made with aborted fetal cell, at least in the testing or deployment or development phase, all three of them. It could be that they have a general, broader religious objection, that their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, that they belong to God, they're created in the very image of God, life is sacred, and they don't want to put anything in their body that is injurious to the temple.
Or a company that gets money from aborted fetal cells as well. There's also exemption as far as that. And realizing they don't want to put this in their body and affect for the rest of their lives.
Well, because they put these onerous restrictions on them and discriminated against these students versus other students who already had the shot, there was a federal lawsuit that was filed, and the federal court agreed with the students, saying that this was discriminatory. So now there's a couple of things that are happening. Number one, these students don't have to get the shots. Their religious exemption must be honored. And most importantly, they cannot be discriminated against. Right. They have to be treated equal to those who do not have the shots. They can't discriminate, and how they're treating them, they have to be treated equal. So if they don't require these other students to do certain things, they can't require those that have not had the shot to do certain things. So this is a great decision. Frankly, it is the very first court order in the country. One of our Liberty Counsel affiliate attorneys filed this case, and the federal judge just understood it perfectly and issued a great court order against this school. Not only that, by the way, the school probably deeply regrets what it did. Not only that it lost the lawsuit, but this is a private school that's in Louisiana, but it had some kind of private-public partnership with Louisiana. And in fact, they built their building with their own funds, but it's on property owned by Louisiana. And so Louisiana wanted to provide some kind of partnership to this school to be able to bring in a medical school to train students in Louisiana. So there's this private-public partnership. Attorney Jeff Lundy threatened them that by not following the law, they were jeopardizing their private-public partnership. Well, you know what the court actually ruled? Not only that they violated the students' rights and they must treat them equally and give them exemptions, but also that they are what's called legally a state actor. That means, I mean, that would be terrible for a private entity now to be considered a state actor. That means all of the constitutional laws, the state constitution, the federal constitution for exercise of religion, just like it's a public actor, it all applies to this private institution now. So they really have, so to speak, shot themselves in the foot.
So what
not
you
only
said,
did they lose, but they lost big.
What you're saying, though, is that the attorney general could kick the school out of the state.
He could kick them out of the state.
Really,
and not only that, they are now regulated by a lot of laws that they weren't regulated by before, because the First Amendment doesn't apply to a private entity. It applies to a government entity and protects a private person from being censored or discriminated on the basis of religion, for example. Right. But a private entity has to operate under other laws, but not the constitutional free exercise or even state constitution. That is to restrain or restrict or put parameters around government actions. But now they not only have all the laws that apply to them, but all the laws that apply to the state as a state actor.
Right.
So they really should have listened to us, and they would have been in a lot better position. But no, they were really insistent on violating their rights and doing their own things, and now they have made a mess for themselves.
But you know, Matt, let me take a moment and just commend these six students, the three that we represented and the three that filed this lawsuit. Because of their boldness, because of their conviction to the religious beliefs, they stood their ground. They would not give in. They knew their education was important. They were called to be in the medical field, and they would not cave in. And we're seeing this time and time again with all these medical students, employees, military people reaching out to us saying, I will not give in. I will not put this in my body, but I do care about my education or my job. Please help me. And it takes the boldness and the faith of these people to make a difference.
You know, you can get really discouraged by what's happening, and obviously there's a lot to be concerned about. And you can even get discouraged about the younger generation, and obviously there's a lot to be concerned about in that generation as well. But at the same time, we're seeing people like what you're talking about. These young students, and they're contacting us, and they have sincerely held religious beliefs, and they do not want to put themselves in a position of being an abomination to God. You know, Proverbs 6 says God hates these things, and it lists these several things, one of which is the shedding of innocent blood. And they will, no matter whether it's their job, no matter whether it's their school, or no matter whether it's serving the military in the country and possibly facing dishonorably discharge, so many of these people are saying, no, my faith matters, and I have to draw a line in the sand. So that is very encouraging.
Right.
But there's so many pleas for help. Just, I would want to ask you, pray for our team, because they are on the phone all the time, constantly.
And hearing, we're privileged to help them. It really is. But it is.
It's very emotional to see what's happening, and it's also very rewarding to see these victories. But the battle is overwhelming. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and go to lc.org/vaccine for more information on this issue.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.